WILL programs are made possible by the iCorn.com Seeds of Knowledge Video Scholarship Contest. Farmers nominate students who make a 90-second video and compete for a share of $30,000 in college scholarships from iCorn.com. More information is available online at iCorn.com.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson today says that confidence in cash will restore the economy's health, but it will take time and patience. A day after announcing a $250 billion cash infusion into the nation's banks in return for a stake in those institutions, Paulson says the plan should stabilize the system, induce banks to lend again, and eventually help improve the economy. Paulson acknowledged that he initially opposed this type of government invention, but that new facts changed the circumstances in recent days. On the credit front, there were early signs of some easing in key rates today. A bank-to-bank lending rate for three-month dollar loans dipped. Meanwhile, sales at U.S. retailers posted its biggest monthly decline in more than 3 years for the month of September. Sales fell 1.2% last month to a seasonally adjusted $375.5 billion. Excluding autos, retail sales were off 0.6% for the month, double the decline that economists had forecast. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently trading at 90.99. It's off 213 points. The NASDAQ at 1742 is off 36.5 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Radar showing a good bit of rain across the western Midwest Corn Belt, pushing into some central sections right now, including a pocket of heavier rain in area around Iroquois County and Ford County and southern Kankakee County. And that area of rain will be pushing off into northwest Indiana here over the next hour or so. More pockets of heavy rain in west central Illinois back into northeastern and central Missouri. So some showers will occur. Some locations will pick up an inch or more of rain. Most locations in Illinois and Indiana, outside of where it's already rained heavily, will probably see under a half an inch, and many places getting under a quarter of an inch. So it appears that much of Illinois and Indiana, especially the southern half of Illinois and all but northwestern Indiana, will have amounts that will not delay harvest for too many days. We will have widespread rain that will slow down or put a stop to field work here for a couple of days, but it doesn't look like a big one that's really going to mess things up for the long haul. And high pressure will be building as we go into the weekend and early next week, so drier weather will return, and that will favor the resumption of field work and harvest operations. Today will still be a decent day for harvesting in Ohio and much of Indiana, especially eastern and southern Indiana and far southern Illinois, before the showers come in late today and this evening. So that's the scenario. The Midwest is certainly the weather much more favorable for field work and crop maturation in the eastern Midwest than the west. The west is cool. The west is damp. Temperatures right now are only in the 40s around Des Moines and Omaha, 47 degrees in both locations, and they're not going to see the temperatures get out of the low 50s today. So basically a scenario that's split between really poor working conditions and maturation conditions to the northwest, and still warm and dry and quite favorable to the southeast. The same rain system, by the way, has also affected the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt. So some locally heavy rain has fallen in parts of Kansas, southeastern Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Texas. That's slowing down planting there a bit, but for the crops already in the ground, the rain is great for emergence. And overall, conditions are looking pretty good out that way. But back to our weather, the next thing that we'll have to focus on once this rain leaves is the potential of frost Friday and Saturday mornings. Friday for the upper Midwest, including Minnesota and parts of Iowa and Wisconsin. Saturday morning, getting into portions of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. And right now, the widespread frost appears to be likely for parts of northern Illinois and Indiana and Ohio northward. As you get into central Illinois, central Indiana, central Ohio, just spotty patches of frost possible Saturday morning, as the official low temperature readings will stay well above 32 degrees, but at the ground level, the temperature will be at or slightly below 32, allowing for the frost to occur. This is going to be later than usual for this type of occurrence, as the average first 32 degree reading in central Illinois is right about now, and we're not expecting to even get that cold Saturday morning. So even with frost Saturday morning, it's still going to be warmer than the average first date of such an occurrence. And it looks like dry weather will continue into next week. A powerful storm system will go into the Rocky Mountains area early next week, and that could affect the Midwest Corn Belt with some rain later next week. It still remains to be seen whether that'll happen. So we will have a stretch of dry weather starting tomorrow and lasting into at least Tuesday of next week. High pressure remains in control of the weather across the northern and central Brazilian bean belt. Some showers may work into that area as we go into the weekend and early next week. No big problems there. And in Argentina, it's still a bit on the dry side, but they are picking up periodic showers, so no big problems there either. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Remember, you can receive this agricultural broadcast via podcast each and every day. Go to our website at willag.org. and click on the podcast link in the right navigation window for instructions. In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 614 up one. Last trade down 1 3/4 at the Board of Trade. December wheat opened at 573 1/4 up a quarter. Last trade down 2.5. July 620 down 3/4. Last trade up 3. December corn opened at 412 up 3/4. Last trade down 2.5. July 452 up 1/4. Last trade down 2 3/4. December of next year 466 1/4 down 3/4. Last trade down 3 3/4. November beans open at 894 down 2. Last trade down 1. January 909 down 2 1/4. Last trade down 1.5. July 943 down 3/4. Last trade down 1 3/4. December soybean meal open at 247.80 up 30. Last trade up 340. December soybean oil opened at 38 unchanged, last trade down 74. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Vince Reneke of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, are we going to get back to trading the fundamentals and technicals of grains, like looking at crude oil and seeing it's down, or maybe taking a look at how much of the corn is harvested, which is 21% versus the 41% five-year rolling average? Are we going to trade those kind of things, or are we still fixated with outside markets?
Well, I think I have to chuckle when you say we're going to trade traditional fundamentals, and then you talk about oil, Dave.
A little bit.
You know, 3 years ago, that wouldn't have been a traditional fundamental, but I certainly agree with you.
Seems like it is today.
It is today, certainly. And I think, likewise, you know, the same can be said you know, with outside market influence, that's, you know, we've certainly changed the fundamental landscape of markets in the last 3 years, if not 1 year, and therefore, you know, I don't think you can take your eye off of the Wall Street ball, if you will, and, you know, we've still got a number of issues to muddle through there, liquidity and liquidity problems, credit problems, all sorts of things, but, you know, everything's affected. It seems like everything's in the same ball game these days. And so I don't think we can completely take our eye off of Wall Street by any means. And to that end, I think that, you know, we'll likely see some effects of that. But, you know, you have to see, you have to know that corn harvest was expected to be behind schedule. But, you know, certainly maybe not as far behind as what it seems like we are at this point. You know, you just heard Ed Geezer talk about the frost date being later than normal, which is obviously good for especially those upper Midwest, those parts of the upper Midwest that maybe were behind schedule from the get-go this year. And those folks are still looking at a pretty good crop, especially given that they've had, you know, later than normal frost dates. And all that said, I mean, I think the bottom line here, when you talk about true fundamentals for the grain market, you know, you're still looking at a crop that's bigger than what we originally expected, most recently expected, I guess. And those things tend to weigh on the market, especially when there's other reasons not to be bullish, if you know what I'm getting at. And by that I mean Wall Street, you know, credit crunches and liquidity problems otherwise.
We got about 40 seconds, Vince. What's the crop worth?
You know, that's a good question, Dave, and it's a very tough question to answer. Of course, you know, especially when you consider the perspective, different perspectives out there. If you're looking at a livestock
25
producer,
seconds.
One perspective. If you're looking at a corn, you know, farmer, that's a different perspective, especially going into next year with costs being up. But, you know, I think then the market will find its spot here in the next probably 30 to 60 days as to what it thinks the value is. And I look for a lot of sideways trade. And you know, I think that's somewhere between $3.50 and $4 on corn.
Thank you much, Vince.
Have a good day, Dave.
You too. Vince Reneke of Strategic Farm Marketing. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.